Yes, welcome back to London. There has been some serious issues bordering on seamless transmission from the United Arab Emirates, where the director of Radio Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, was taking charge of proceedings. We are now reaching you from London, and this is still the AM edition of the Radio Biafra scheduled live broadcast. My name is Uchemefo. We will incrementally try to put things together to take calls, but otherwise, this is Radio Biafra live broadcast. We will be updating you as we go ahead. This is London. This is no more United Arab Emirates. We were obviously prevented from continuing that program for the edition this morning from that part of the world as a result of technical issues bordering on seamless and uninterrupted transmission from there. But because we are Biafrans, we have reverted to stream to reach you from London, and that is what we are precisely doing. And we also want to use this opportunity to thank all the indigenous people of Biafra in the United Arab Emirates for what they are doing, for graciously accepting the Radio Biafra mission crew, ably led by no other but Nnamdi Kanu. And yes, they are doing what they should do, and we salute their courage. Of course, the next edition of the program is going to come from the United Arab Emirates at 7 p.m. as we try to put things in order. Once more, this is London, and this is still the AM edition of the program, and we urge you to hook on, because this is your platform.
Chukwu kasi na kasi o, Chukwu tibel madu nenu wano Madama napu ya no Onu kwa nugo putaluo Anya wabako jefulo no Makanada fugo kwa da Asino nye chia wal Christmas ino. Osini bie vanapu ziala. Mano nye chia ngundulu mpwano. Osini bie feme anchano. Manobu wakwa sosi yaka chia kelo. Odili ngondo bu mano usu. Olabati ino. Oye naga yene naya nane no Makwizu kwa kanizo kwa kebe ni funjono Ada kuzili amada kuzili no Onyo buna kwa konu chiano
This is still Radio Biafra Live Broadcast and a quick reminder that the live broadcast from United Arab Emirates was not continued because of some issues bordering on uninterrupted transmission. There was serious breakages and the transmission, serious intermission and the transmission of the live broadcast, and we have reverted to London. We apologize for that. Urge you to keep faith, because we do not intend to retreat. We do not intend to surrender. This is London. This is Radio Biafra. And my name is Richard Mefo. We're reaching you at the moment from this particular part of the world. And we want to also acknowledge your effort, your resilience, your sacrifice, which you have demonstrated time without numbers, and of course remains the eloquent testimony of the fact of your commitment to Biafra Restoration Project. We urge you to keep on keeping on. This is still the morning edition of the program. I'm trying to see if we can take calls. Otherwise, this is how it is this morning. It is very important for Biafrans and indeed all genuine citizens of Biafra living in different parts of the so-called Nigeria, especially the northern part of Nigeria, not to be fooled by the stories coming from the camp of the chief sponsor of Boko Haram, General Muhammad Buhari, who has said that he miraculously escaped bombers killing him yesterday. Of course, he is the chief sponsor of Boko Haram, and nothing can dispute that. Nothing can remove that. He stage managed the bombing, and indeed, he killed innocent people. He succeeded once again in sacrificing innocent lives. Why didn't the bomb or the bombers kill him or kill anybody in his convoy? This is what Buhari is giving to Nigerians, the so-called one Nigerianist. And he is not intending to stop. He is not intending to surrender until his aim, until his ambition to rule Nigeria is actualized. And we urge all Biafrans to be vigilant. We ask and urge all men and women of goodwill, all lovers of freedom and justice, to continue to fight, to agitate, and to keep faith with Biafra Restoration Project and indeed their individual freedoms, because Nigeria as it is today remains a fraud, and it is a payback time for her and her people for the maimed they killed, and they are still slaughtering innocent citizens of the ethnic nationalities that were lumped together by the mercenary soldier Lord Lugard in that abominable and the most corrupt edifice called Nigeria. Biafrans, wherever you are, you must understand that you do not own any part of the northern Nigeria. In fact, you do not own anything. You do not own anything outside Biafra land and its environs. The best thing for you to do is to head eastwards, because Boko Haram sponsored the Hausa Fulani sponsored terror network. Boko Haram is out there to silence everybody. They are out there to silence everybody, including you, the Biafrans, including those who say that they are Igbos of northern Nigeria. We want to remind you that Kano is owned by somebody. You do not own it. You are a tenant. And you must not go there and begin to invest. You cannot be assimilated. You cannot settle as a landlord, contrary to what you are doing now. Kano is not your place. Kano is belonging to those who call themselves the House of Fulanis. You must think home, because that place is not yours. Those who are living in Lagos, who are asking, or rather demonstrating, trying to make everybody to believe that they are the owners of Lagos, that they are Lagosians. Lagos belongs to somebody. It does not belong to you. And you must know that. Anything you're doing in Lagos is potentially at least at risk, because when the time comes, the owners will push you out. The owners will take over whatever you have there. Another abandoned property saga is looming. Abuja is not your place. You do not own Abuja. There are people who own it. You do not own Abuja. No matter the level of investment, no matter the level of peace you try to bring upon yourself, that Abuja is your place, that Abuja is a place to be. You will eventually be kicked out of Abuja, because it is not your place. It is better you begin now to think towards a more practical step, to be more pragmatic, And the wisest thing to do is to think home. If you do not move when you are alive, you will inevitably be moved when you are dead. This is Radio Biafra. The same goes to other cities in different parts of Nigeria outside Biafra land and its environs. You do not own these places. You are a tenant, to say the least. And the landlords, those who actually own the land, will eventually kick you out. God has given us enough warning. God has given us enough sign. The ominous sign is there in the horizon that no part of Nigeria outside Biafra land and its environment belongs to you. You must do the right thing. Although they have killed many of us, today is still early. It is not yet too late to have a rethink. This is Radio Biafra, the original scheduled program that was supposed to continue from United Arab Emirates, could not hold because of the issues we had in transmitting from that particular part of the world. Nevertheless, this is London, and we have reverted to reaching you from this part of the world, and we welcome you. This is your platform. At the moment, I have not been able to succeed in taking calls. If the situation changes, of course, I will let you know. This is still Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and this is the AM edition for the 24th of July 2014. My name is Uchemme Four. We will continue on this program.
Ugo chuku tibel madu nenu wano madama napo yano onu kwa nugo putalo anya waba goje fulono makanada fugo kwada. As you know, you about Christmas, you know. Or see, need be ever na posiala. Manon, you cheer, mudo lumbano. Or see, need be ever me and channel. Manobwa was sosiaka chiakelo. Or did you want no woman or pussy? Or lava tea? Oye naga ene naya nane no. Makwizu kwa kanizo kwa kebe nifunjono. Ada kuzili amada kuzili no. Onyo buna kwa konu chiano. Kodi ngukono. Mkushano dena kuko. Ame tikuwa mifeo. Ama pupuno nipe no. Nobi fena funo wakaneku. Kusi asino sile kweno mano ko nyenye chugo ojali poko 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 aya thank you.
because of poor signaling from the United Arab Emirates, we are not able to continue the live broadcast from that part of the world. We are now reaching you from London, and we apologize for that intermittency and poor signaling. This is as a result of unforeseen circumstance we never, of course, expected. This is just the situation. We are not perfect, but we are sincere. That is what we are doing here. This is the platform upon which we continue to pay homage to the memories of our heroes and heroines who paid the ultimate price that we may have our freedom. And incidentally, also a platform upon which the truth is laid bare. We welcome all men and women of goodwill, all friends of Biafra, and even enemies of Biafra, because we are not retreating, we are not surrendering. If you know whatever we do that is not good, come out on air and say it. But we will also not hesitate to tell you what you're doing. Indeed, this is the platform for the restoration of Biafra. The gospel of the restoration of Biafra must be preached without fear or favor and without mincing words. Of course, we are guided by the mission statement of this media platform, which has nobody in mind, no group of people in mind. When we set out, we never had anybody in mind. But if you fall within the category of what is described or what are described in that mission statement, we will not hesitate to expose you. Likewise, us, if you know what we are doing, you go ahead and expose it. If we know what we are doing that is wrong, that are not okay, air it, because we do not intend to sweep anything under the carpet. And this is why we are Biafrans. We must continue to challenge the status quo, that the dignity of our people, that the glory of our people, that has been taken away as a result of envy, jealousy, and indeed wickedness by the oppressor, will be returned or will be regained. We must do something on our part. If we are told to die, we can only die if we accept it. And a number of Biafrans have resigned to fate. They have bombed us. They have killed us. They have continued to maim our economic interests. They have continued to discriminate against us. They have continued to exclude us and disenfranchise us politically. And we are saying that it is no more business as usual. We must do something in this direction to make sure that we as a people remain and not go extinct, because we are the most endangered species of humans. Biafrans remain the most endangered species of humans on this planet Earth. And unless we do something to the contrary, the situation is not going to change. And we must have something for the posterity, or for posterity to look up on. And this is what we are doing here. We urge all indigenous citizens of Biafra to be proud of whom they are. Because if you are not proud of what you are or whom you are, nobody will do that for you. This is what we are doing here. And like it or dislike it, you must be talking about Biafra either negatively or positively. This is what we want, because the Nigerian government willfully stifled any opinion, any views that in that speaks in favor of Biafra. They made it very, very impossible for Biafra history to be taught in schools and elsewhere. They obliterated anything relating to Biafra from history books. What they could not do was to remove it from the internet. And thank God for the 21st century technological age. We must use this to the maximum. We must use the opportunity presented to us by technology and by science to propagate the good news of Biafra, the news that is life, the Biafra that is freedom, the freedom that is the truth for all mankind. This is still Radio Biafra AM edition. We disengaged from the United Arab Emirates, where the director of Radio Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, was taking charge of proceedings. And this was specifically as a result of poor signaling that made it impossible for people to hear what was being broadcasted across the world. We are back to London, and we urge you to keep faith, for the journey has just begun.
Oh, who quiet as it?
This is still Radio Biafra Live broadcast. A quick reminder that the scheduled program, which was already going on from the United Arab Emirates, was interrupted, and the program was brought abruptly to an end owing to some signaling problems, serious signaling problems that we were experiencing. We have now reverted back to London, and we are reaching you from London. My name is Uchemefor. I am trying to see if we will be able to take calls, but please, if we are not able, regard this as the morning edition of the Radio Biafra live broadcast, the continuation of that edition that was started earlier this morning from the United Arab Emirates. We are still doing everything humanly possible to make sure that we take some calls. At the moment, I haven't succeeded, but I am trying to make that possible. In the meantime, this is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and a quick reminder that this is the second phase of this struggle, and we must all continue to do what we are doing, continue to preach the good news of Biafra, make yourself available, for the work on the ground, or make your financial contribution towards supporting the effort on the ground, towards making sure that those indigenous people of Biafra who have volunteered themselves to actually do something practical on the ground to defend our fatherland are sustained, and that the logistics needed for that particular project to be seen to its logical conclusion are secured. These are some of the things that are required at this particular stage of the struggle. It is no more proffering a solution or talking, no more talking shop or no more talk shop. It is about action. It is about practical approach to all these we have been propagating for a long time. It is about being pragmatic in what we are doing. And that is that either you make yourself physically available on the ground, or you support those on the ground by making minimal financial contribution, which of course you will get the information from your various local chapters of the indigenous people of Biafra. We once again welcome you to this program. This is London, and this is Radio Biafra Live program, the AM edition for the 24th of July 2014.
Thank you.
Yes, this is still morning edition of the Radio Biafra Live broadcast. We earlier started from the United Arab Emirates, and that proceeding was being taken care of by the director of Radio Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu. At some point, we had to disengage owing to serious signaling problems. The transmission was simply not going to be because nobody, and in fact, the poor signal made it very impossible. Nobody was hearing, following meaningfully what was being transmitted. And so we had to revert back to London. And this is where we are. This is the AM edition of this program, and we are continuing. Unfortunately, we have tried to put lines together, but it has not worked, and that is why we will not necessarily abandon this program. The only thing we may not be able to do at the moment is to take calls. We will not be able to take calls for the continuation of this program. Nevertheless, this is still Radio Biafra live broadcast. We will be able to make up for whatever that has not been put together this morning in the second segment of the program, coming precisely at 7 p.m. Biafra time, and from the United Arab Emirates. This is the continuing tour of the Radio Biafra Live, Radio Biafra crew around the world. We are presently within the Asian subcontinent, owing to the invitation extended to Radio Biafra by the indigenous people of Biafra in United Arab Emirates, precisely the Emirate of Dubai. And that is where the director of Radio Biafra is taking charge of the proceedings. This is still Radio Biafra. A quick reminder that one of the things that we must not be fooled with is the fact that the chief sponsor of Boko Haram, retired General Muhammad Buhari, has come out again. He is at it again. He masterminded all the bombings, or rather his men masterminded all the bombings. He is the chief sponsor of the terror network called Boko Haram, which is, of course, the standing army of the Northern Hausa Fulani oligarchy. Boko Haram remains the standing army for the Northern Hausa Fulani oligarchy, who are incidentally the owners and rulers of the most corrupt estate and edifice called Nigeria. He is trying to wriggle out of terror charges that are being prepared against him and his men. He wants to tell the world that he is now the chief target of Boko Haram. Yesterday it was reported, of course, that was a stage managed news, an incident. They stage managed a bomb attack purportedly against him, but unfortunately nobody was hurt in his convoy, contrary to what they are reporting, and Buhari himself escaped. And guess what? It was ordinary citizens of different ethnic nationalities that made up the contraption called Nigeria, that are lumped together by the mercenary soldier Lord Lugard, that were killed. Ordinary citizens, ordinary people are once again killed. Buhari has succeeded again to sacrifice the lives of ordinary people, and he escaped unhurt. Rather, he turned round and said that Boko Haram targeted him. that the bombers targeted him. This is in a bid for him to divert attention and all eyes are on him. He cannot escape that because he is the chief sponsor of Boko Haram. He said it and he meant it, that Nigeria will be ungovernable when and if Goodluck Jonathan becomes president. And his aides and his fellow accomplice in crime also maintain that. The likes of the Abdullahis and Tukus and the IBBs, and indeed all politicians in the northern part of Nigeria, are all sympathetic to Boko Haram, and they are shielding them, and that is why they are wreaking havoc. The havoc they are wreaking are against those who are not necessarily members, or rather those who are not Muslims, those who are being victims of this, who are being killed and slaughtered, are Christians in that particular part of the zoo called Nigeria. They have not bombed any mosque. They have rather succeeded in destroying Christian churches. And they have tried in so many ways to give impression that they want to by all means take control of the northern part of Nigeria, where in the first place that is one of their aim. Secondly, they want the north to gain power by all means. They want to get power, they want to take back power, political power, by all means. But even though that Jonathan is at the helm of affairs, Jonathan is not the one taking the decision, because the North remains the people who are at the helm of affairs. They tell you, they dictate the pace, and that is why they have succeeded in making that zoo, Nigeria, ungovernable for Jonathan. On the other side, this is nemesis, because what is happening to Nigeria today is moral, spiritual, than physical, and nobody can stop it. For Nigeria has murdered sleep. They killed millions of innocent men and women of Biafra so that Nigeria will be made one. They sacrificed them for the so-called phantom Nigerian unity, and nature abhors vacuum, for whatever goes up must come down. And this is the stage we are. The souls of the innocent Biafrans massacred, and indeed the souls of all other innocent citizens of ethnic nationalities that are lumped together in the zoo called Nigeria, massacred mercilessly and slaughtered like animals on the streets of northern Nigeria, are crying for vengeance. And Nigeria will never be the same again. And Nigeria and Nigerians, I repeat, Nigeria and Nigerians will continue to go from one calamity to the other until that corrupt edifice called Nigeria collapses and dismembers, and from its ashes emerges the original owners of the land, and Biafrans are among them. That is why you must begin to think home. That is why you must begin to think eastwards. Look eastwards, because where you are in northern part of Nigeria, outside Biafra land and its environment, does not belong to you. Contrary to what some one Nigerian is, especially the Igbo one Nigerian is, are saying, that they are the Igbos of northern Nigeria. There is nothing we cannot hear. And there is nothing that cannot come out from those people that call themselves Igbos. They have occupied Kano, but they are being told that Kano does not belong to them. They must go because they are tenants, they are strangers. And indeed, the owners of the land are right. The Igbos and other Biafrans in northern part of Nigeria must realize it. You do not own northern part of Nigeria. There are people who own it. You do not own any part of Kano or Kaduna or Sokoto or anywhere, or even Abuja. You do not own them. All the properties you have there are at risk, and you must begin to have a rethink. Otherwise, you will lose everything, including your lives. The terror network sponsored by the Hausa Fulani oligarchy are out to destroy you and to kill everybody. They are also planning to overrun Biafra land, and that is why everybody must be on his guard. That is why the effort being made by the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world must be supported and must be guarded jealously. Because you do not get your freedom by peaceful means. You have to fight for it. You must demand for your freedom. For freedom is not given, it is rather taken. If you don't fight for your freedom, if you don't agitate for it, if you don't struggle for it, then nobody can give it to you. Rather, you become a slave and you become subjugated forever. That is what we must not allow the posterity to see. That is why we must do something. And that is what we are doing. That we extricate ourselves from the abomination called Nigeria. That we gone for our freedom, and it is only our freedom that will set us free, that will make us realize our full potentials. The time is now, no other time. This is Radio Biafra, and we are reaching from London. Thank you. This is still Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. A quick reminder that we disengaged from the United Arab Emirates, precisely the Emirate of Dubai, owing to some serious signaling problems with this morning's edition of the program. And we are now back to London, and this is still live broadcast. Unfortunately, we are not able to take calls at the moment because we needed to put certain things together. We apologize for that, and we are looking forward, as soon as divine providence permits, to make it up in the next segment of the program, which is coming still at 7 p.m. this evening from the United Arab Emirates. And this program is going to be hosted by Nnamdi Kanu, who is ably piloting the affairs of the indigenous people of Biafra, and indeed, and incidentally, the director of Radio Biafra. Every Biafran, every indigenous citizen of Biafra should support any effort that will ensure the disintegration of the zoo called Nigeria. Nothing else can do. For me personally, it doesn't matter who did it. Those who are declaring their own republics, especially from Biafra land, those who said they are declaring Niger Delta Republic, for me, they should go ahead and do that. It doesn't matter for me. What matters is that we see the destruction of the zoo called Nigeria. It is in total alignment and in synchronism with the philosophy behind Biafra restoration. Biafra, as a matter of fact, stands for the disintegration of Nigeria. It stands for justice. It stands for freedom. And so, anything that will ensure the disintegration of Nigeria is an added impetus to what Biafra stands for. So those efforts must be encouraged. Those efforts must be encouraged. For this is what Biafra stands for. Anything that we disintegrate, help in disintegrating the zoo called Nigeria, should be encouraged. That's my own personal opinion. But I also think that that is what Biafra stands for. Because if Nigeria is normal, that is also the wishes of Biafrans, and that is what Biafra is all about. It will help in bringing justice. It would have been justice itself to the memories of our heroes and heroines who paid the ultimate price that we may have our freedom. It would have been justice done, not just done, but seen to be done. Because he who shed blood must pay for it. And what goes up must come down. It would have been the reality of the fact that Nigeria is the most corrupt edifice on this planet Earth. And that Nigeria is a great injustice to all genuine men and women of goodwill. That Nigeria is a curse to those who are lumped together, those who do not have any affinity, those who do not have any reason to be together. Biafrans, incidentally, are among them, and they are lumped together to live as brothers and sisters with barbarians, with terrorists, with headsmen who know nothing but to slaughter human beings like animals. Biafrans are lumped together to live as brothers and sisters with cannibals, with animalistic set of human beings. And that is why we are seeking the total destruction of that particular contraption called Nigeria. And no matter where it comes from, no matter which side it comes from, in addition to Biafra restoration efforts, that should be a welcome development. But our people should also think wisely for them to know that those who are living outside Biafra land and its environs are endangering their lives, because those who own those particular northern part of Nigeria and elsewhere do not want you alive. They want you dead. That is why you must do something now. Begin to make practical plans and begin to take actions towards relocating. Relocation is not easy, but times are different, and you must respond to the ominous signs in the horizon. You must choose life, or you choose your dead. And at the end of the day, if you do not move now when you are alive, you will be moved when you are dead. And that is the height of folly. That is the height of foolishness. Here at Radio Biafra, on this platform, the truth must be preached, irrespective of who is involved. For this is our mission on earth, that the people of God will be freed, that the freedom of the indigenous people of Biafra will be ensured, and the freedom of the indigenous people of Biafra will also be the freedom for all those who are being marginalized, those whose human rights are being trampled upon, those who are on the edge and at the brink of extinction. It is freedom for all mankind. It is an inspiration to all those who yearn for freedom. And it must be supported across the board. And whether anybody likes it or not, Nigeria will eventually disintegrate, no matter how long it takes. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We are reaching you at the moment from London. The earlier program could not hold or could not continue as a result of signaling failures or signaling problems, making it impossible for people to actually follow up with the information and with the transmission being sent across the whole world. Because we are Biafrans, we have reverted to London. And as you can see, we are with you wherever you are. Our platforms, of course, remain www.radiobiafra.co, www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, www.peopleofbiafra.org. We are also on TuneIn. Simply go to TuneIn and search for Radio Biafra. We are also on Shoutcast. Go to Radio Forest, www.radioforest.net, and you search for Radio Biafra and you will be live on this program. We also have other listening posts, which are www.biafratelevision.co, www.biafrarestoration.com, www.biafravoice.com, www.ipob.org. These are some of the alternative listening posts through which you can get Radio Biafra. And we urge you to spread the good news, to spread these platforms via your contacts and via your family members, and indeed via anybody you come in contact with. This is Radio Biafra, and this is a live broadcast But unfortunately, we are not able to take calls. We will make it up in the next edition of the program. We urge you to remain resolute. We urge you to keep faith, for the journey has just begun. Reminder that the next segment of this program, the next edition of the program, which is at 7 p.m., will still come from the United Arab Emirates. That is at 7 p.m. Biafra time precisely. We are presently reaching you from London because we had some problems earlier this morning transmitting seamlessly from the United Arab Emirates. The signals were simply not very good, and so we had to revert to London. We are not perfect because we are human beings, but we are absolutely sincere, and that is why we are doing what we are doing now. We have no other choice than to revert to London to make sure that this program continues and to make sure that you get the necessary information that you're entitled to. That is what we are simply doing. And we are welcome to this program once more. Indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, and especially those in London, must be very, very careful of the vicious campaign being carried by a group of people who say that they are representing the indigenous people of Biafra in court, precisely Bilie Human Rights Initiative. What we want to make clear to you is that Bilie Human Rights Initiative, led by their lawyer and some lawyers, are the people who are doing the dirty job on the ground. When they do it, and we react to defend ourselves, people will come out and say, unite, unite, unite. We cannot unite by men who are dishonorable. They have issued a disclaimer which they sent through the internet. And then when we reacted, people started saying, we shouldn't. But they are the people doing all this. They are now with their phantom council of elders doing a lot of things they do on the internet. And we must not fold our hands. We must deal with them accordingly. We must react. We must defend ourselves. We want to ask this necessary question. Bilia Human Rights Initiative is a human rights organization made up of a few people. A human rights organization I will want to compare with the likes of Amnesty International, who are supposed to be dealing with one thing or the other, human rights advocacy. But this group of men, about five of them, have now come out to say that the indigenous people of Biafra authorized them to represent them in court. This is fraudulent because the indigenous people of Biafra did not authorize anybody to represent them in court. They do not authorize anybody to advocate for them. The indigenous people of Biafra are located all over the world and they do not need any help. The indigenous people of Biafra want to confront their oppressor, the enemy, head on, and to take back their freedom. The indigenous people of Biafra do not wish to go to the court of the oppressor, the Nigerian government, to ask for their freedom, contrary to what Bilia Human Rights Initiative is propagating. The indigenous people of Biafra has not authorized a two-man council of elders that was appointed by Bilia Human Rights Initiative. Indeed, if anything, Bilia Human Rights Initiative are only responsible to those who are their members, because it is simply a human rights organization. Bilia Human Rights Initiative is entitled to this, or they are entitled to this, to direct those who are under them. They are only entitled to stipulate to those who subscribe to their ways, their legal method of getting independence. The indigenous people of Biafra do not, and have not, and will not advocate for the going to the court of the oppressor, the Nigerian government, to ask for their freedom. We must take our freedom from the oppressor, for that is how it is. This is a stark warning to every indigenous citizen of Biafra that Bilia Human Rights Initiative does not represent indigenous people of Biafra. Everything they write and make reference to indigenous people of Biafra is fake. What they have reverted is that because of the gains, because of the awareness we are creating all over the world, and because the world is taking notice, they have reverted to answering indigenous people of Biafra as well, so that nobody will know who is who. But we are telling you now that the indigenous people of Biafra are those who are registered and who are scattered all over the world, in different countries of the world, and who are working in collaboration with Radio Biafra. not Bilie Human Rights Initiative, because Bilie Human Rights Initiative does not have the capacity and they do not have the mandate of the indigenous people of Biafra to represent them anywhere in court. This is a very important message. And for those in the United Kingdom who might be confused about the meeting called by Bilie Human Rights Initiative this weekend, calling all indigenous people of Biafra to come for that meeting. Here is the situation. You must be warned, because indigenous people of Biafra do not have any business with Bilie Human Rights Initiative in the United Kingdom. If you are going there, you are going there as a member of Bilie Human Rights Initiative. A member of that human rights organization who are supporting them, or who is supporting them. That is what you are going there as, and not as indigenous citizen or people of Biafra. Legally, morally, and otherwise, indigenous people of Biafra are not connected with Bilie Human Rights Initiative in their legal method. And the so-called customary law they are talking about is phantom. The customary administration they are making reference are set up by Bilie Human Rights Initiative by one or two people, and which does not enjoy the mandate of the people of Biafra. So you must be warned, and this is just the situation. Anything outside that, you are on your own. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. This is where the truth is laid bare, and where everything is discussable. We are reaching you from London. Thank you. The quest for the restoration of Biafra is going to and is being governed by a political process, not a legal one. The quest for the restoration of Biafra is a political process. It is a combination of a number of things at different levels. It is not about going to Nigerian court to ask Nigeria to give Biafrans their freedom. For freedom can never be got from a low court. It has never been done, and there is no way that we are going to do that. Nigerian government cannot give Biafrans independence from their own law court, and indeed no independence has been fought and won in a law court. Everything is going to be political. It is going to be political process and high level and high wired diplomatic maneuvers on the international scene. And that is what the indigenous people of Biafra is doing at the moment. We are putting up structures. The structures, the chapters of indigenous people of Biafra in different countries of the world are going to be missions of Biafra, the missions, the embassies, if you like, of Biafra restoration. There are going to be liaison offices with the host countries of those countries. And as you can see, effectively, the indigenous people of Biafra have established themselves. And we urge all others who have not in the remaining countries of the world to constitute themselves and to forward the information to the coordinator of coordinators, and then who incidentally is going to forward them to the directorate for effective monitoring and collaboration. This is how it is. And if you are still doubting the resolve behind this Biafra restoration project, you can see for yourself the level of unity, the level of collaboration, the level of enthusiasm among the indigenous citizens of Biafra scattered around the world, that we are coordinating, we are galvanizing the efforts and the consciousness of our people everywhere in the world. And we indeed have made the world a global family of Biafrans, a global family, a global network where Biafrans can interact in real time. And this has not been completed without the resilience, without the commitment, without the doggedness of the indigenous citizens of Biafra in different parts of the world. To you, we owe this. We owe a huge debt of gratitude. And we also must not forget the advanced team of indigenous people of Biafra in Biafra land, who are actually on the ground making things possible. You know yourselves. We thank our sister Rita and the Borg. Ebelechukwu and Borg, we thank Chioma Morales, we thank Ikechukwu Enyago, we thank Chuka Bosa, we thank Osito Keke, and a host of others whom we are not privileged to name on air at the moment. We recognize your effort and we salute your courage. The Biafran people are indebted to you, and we urge you to keep on keeping on, because the journey has just begun. And not forgetting again all dedicated men and women of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, we must wait, and we must always make it abundantly clear that without you, we will not be where we are today. And this is the reality. The reality is that we are in the second phase of the struggle because of what you have done, because of the faith you repose in the Biafra Restoration Project. Because you believed, we have achieved what has not been achieved before in the history of Biafra Restoration, or in the history of the lives of Biafran people. You have made all this possible, and we urge you to get ready, because we are even going to go to higher levels. The foundation made already is effective and it is achieving results, but we must be prepared to do more. We thank our sister, the lover of humanity, Carol Monday, who has done marvelously well for the Biafran people in spite of all odds. We urge Carol Monday to continue to repose faith in Biafra Restoration. And we urge you not to relent. We are all praying for you that very soon, and by God's grace, as soon as divine providence permits, that you will regain your health and rejoin the family of indigenous citizens of Biafra to continue this good news. Without you, the awareness created via Facebook and on other platforms wouldn't have been possible, and especially within the United Kingdom and across the globe, we recognize that singular effort. Biafrans are indebted to you, and we are praying for you. You are in our thoughts. Because you love humanity, that love does not just stop. You extended it to the Biafran people, and you have made enormous and huge personal sacrifice to make sure that Biafra is once again discussed on the world stage. We owe you a huge debt of gratitude, and may God continue to bless you and bless your family, and indeed your relations and all indigenous citizens of Biafra scattered all around the world. This is Radio Biafra, and we will be coming to an end of this program very shortly. Thank you. And this is where we will be bringing this edition of the program to an end. It's been eventful, but not without disappointments. We were not able to continue with the scheduled program from the United Arab Emirates this morning as a result of signaling problems. We apologize for that, and we are looking forward to make it up in the next segment of the program, which is coming around 7 p.m. and precisely from the United Arab Emirates. We thank you for keeping faith, and what else can I say? Good morning from London. This is your sincerely HMF4. We meet again at 7 p.m. Thank you.